Welcome, and thank you for joining us in our time of prayer together. This month, our theme is unity and community. As we begin our time in prayer, I invite you to take a few deep breaths to calm yourself and prepare your mind to focus. Our scripture reading for today is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 through 4. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you are called to the one hope that belongs to your call. Living in unity and community with our brothers and sisters in Christ can seem nearly impossible at times. Our own entitlement or personal offense or even quote-unquote personality differences can truly hinder unity in Christ with others. If there are people in your life that is a brother or sister in Christ that this is true, ask the Lord to reveal any obstacles that exist within yourself that may be preventing loving them in gentleness with patience. Knowing that the Lord has been gentle and patient with us in our relationship with Him, ask the Lord what the next right step to take with that person is, being done through His love and His Spirit to attain reconciliation and peace with them once again. Is there a youth or co-worker in your life that walking out ministry is especially challenging? If so, ask the Lord how you can best love this youth or co-worker as He loves us. Thank you. Are there youth in your ministry that struggle to get along with each other? Ask the Lord how you can best lead them to a place of peace with one another. Consider how today's passage can be a compass or template with how we interact and live with the body of Christ. We end this time together with a Wesleyan covenant prayer. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you, praised for you or criticized for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine, and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen.